Good morning, Arizona homeowners. Welcome to Rosie on the House, the show designed to be every Arizona homeowner's absolute number one best friend. An Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 25 years. We are all here to focus on doing one thing: answer any question you might have about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Operators are standing by at 1-888-767-4348. We'll find your name, area in Arizona you're calling from, and your question, and we'll get to it as quick as we can. We'll put our 40, 45 years of combined remodeling, home building experience throughout the great state of Arizona to work for you. We'll give you tricks of the trades and tips and tool recommendations. I'm trying to think where in Arizona, you know, I think about the only place I can say we haven't done work is probably in Page. I haven't been to Page, but I mean virtually every other town, city, village, hamlet, community in Arizona we've been in, from Nutrioso to Alpine to Ehrenberg to Nogales to Green Valley, Tucson, Sierra Vista, Flagstaff, Prescott, of course, all through Maricopa County. So give us a ring. We've got the local building remodeling experience we can put to work for you wherever you are in the great state of Arizona. Shoot, even if you are in Page, maybe we can help you out one way or another. I've been to Page a lot. I like Page a lot. I wish I had a big old monster 60-foot houseboat buoyed up with my name on it right there outside of Page, but I don't. But our first trip to Lake Powell was in 1967, and I still remember it like it was yesterday. The lake was just beginning to fill up, and we had an absolute Arizona blast of a great time. So we're here as every Arizona homeowner's best friend in the last broadcast of 2013, trying to emphasize and proclaim the lessons we would like you all most to remember in 2014 and going forward. We're doing that by playing a little game of Rosie on the House Jeopardy. Our board consists of four categories: mistakes Arizona homeowners make, category two is energy conservation, category three, picking a contractor, and the final category is lawn and garden. Each category has a 10, 20, and 30-point equivalent question to it. We currently have Donna in the lead with 60 points. She did that by going to two categories and requesting the 30-point question in each category. Got them correct. So she, by being the gambler, by being the aggressor, is currently in the lead, Donna, at 60. The winner, which will be notified at the end of today's broadcast at 11 o'clock, will win a $100 dining certificate to your favorite restaurant.
Now, our Donna had mentioned that she would go someplace for seafood. She loves seafood, yep. We talked a long time. Well, not a long time, but we spent a few minutes talking about our favorite seafood places. Where would you go if that was your gift certificate and you were taking mom out? What would be your choice?
For seafood specifically?
No.
Well, you know, it's close to the house. I really like it. I really like him, the chef. I've never had a bad meal there. He's been around for close to 20 years. I think my favorite restaurant, Jennifer, am I wrong?
Raz.
It has to be Raz's.
He's just not always there.
Yeah, he goes home.
He's got to sleep sometime.
He goes home to South America for the summer, but he's there now. But I think Raz's is probably. I also love Remington's in the little piano bar there, where you just go in and have a glass of wine and just hors d'oeuvres. But their steaks are very good there as well. Remington's, Raz's,
Cowboy Chow,
Roaring Fork.
Yeah, all good places. So. But hey, we do have 150 points left to earn.
Okay,
all right.
Well, let's get back to the game. Romy, who's been on hold the longest?
Joe,
let's bring him into the conversation.
Sedona.
Good morning, Joe.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you very much.
You got the Oak Creek Brewery
in
Sedona. This does apply to statewide.
That's right. That's right.
You can
absolutely.
Where would you go in Sedona, Joe, if it's your choice to eat out?
Oh, there's a really good Italian restaurant called A Pizza Heaven in West Sedona.
Yes.
And they have good Italian food as well as good pizza.
Yeah, we have been there. We are familiar with it.
Let's see if we can get you a $100 gift card. Which category would you like?
Let's go to energy.
Energy conservation. All three questions are available, 10, 20, or 30. Where would you like to start?
We'll start with the top one.
Okay, 10 points. Energy conservation for 10 for Joe in Sedona. This is a product in Arizona that's oversold, it underperforms, and if Rosie could be king for a day, he would outlaw it.
I think it's Attic Fans.
You know what? You know what?
does this suddenly have two right answers?
You know what? I think I'm going to have to give that one to Joe. It is not the correct answer we had listed, but you know what, Joe?
It fits.
If there's two products Rosie can outlaw for the attic in one day, what would it be?
I'm going to give the other answer. We'll take this question off the board right now. The correct answer actually was Radiant Barrier. And I'll go into a little bit in a little later in the show why I have these answers. But Joe, you're obviously a regular listener of the show. Attic Fans absolutely run a very second close to that. They should be outlawed. You do not want to power ventilate your attic.
And, you know, given all of the reasons, you know, oversold, underperforming, it does fit that description.
Yes, it does. It does.
So, do we give him a second?
Oh, yes. Okay. That is his question. That is his. That's his 10 points. So, Joe at 10, where would you like to go next, my friend?
The second one.
Okay. This is energy conservation for 20. Joe, in your entire home, what is the number one most prevalent place for you to lose your heating and cooling?
Your windows.
Oh, that's exactly right. Joe for 20 brings Joe to 30. Joe from Sedona running the category energy conservation. Would you like to stay there for 30?
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is the R value we at Rosie on the House recommend homeowners install their attic insulation to if they are below the Mogollon rim.
I think you've often said not higher than 40.
And I'm going to give that to you, too, because it's actually R38, okay? R38.
So we're going to 10% margin of error.
Yes, so we have 30, 50. We currently have a tie right now. Joe and Sedona with Donna, who had called earlier, 60 to 60.
A Pizza Heaven's calling
that's
his
right.
name.
That's right. The Pizza Heaven's got Joe's name. We are... let me... give a minute of clarification on these couple little questions we just asked. Joe, hold on just one second. Joe has just ran the board on energy conservation. And I want to add a little clarification for those of you who are new to the show or just tuned in, some of the reasons why we have this answer. There are companies primarily operating below Prescott, Black Canyon City, Payson area, in what we call the desert floor area of Arizona, who are promoting and advertising heavily, heavily, heavily that you need an R60 attic insulation with a power ventilation fan with radiant barriers. These companies are charging in excess, I've seen, as much as $6 a square foot for this treatment to your attic. So for a 2,000 square foot home, you're going to be somewheres initially in the neighborhood of $12,000 to have this done. Okay? One, you can go to the EPA website and read it right there for yourself. The radiant barrier only works if the attic is uninsulated. Did you hear me? A radiant barrier only works or works best in an attic that's uninsulated. Over-insulating an attic to R60 and adding a radiant barrier is absolutely throwing your money away. It is like taking the money and using it to start a fire. Use it as kindling, just burn it up. These are one of my soapboxes that I got on, and actually I will take credit for it. There was a company here that was spending hundreds of thousands of dollars advertising in the Phoenix and the Tucson market, convincing people this was the way to go. I got with the utility companies. I got with Tucson Electric. I got with APS. I got with SRP. I got with the Attorney General. I got with the Registrar of Contractors. And I'm happy to say they are no longer here. They were literally fleecing people to the tune of thousands of dollars. Folks, if you want to know how much insulation to put in your attic, you want your attic passively ventilated. You want it to have places that it can breathe in and places it can exhale passively. No mechanized ventilation system at all. The most you would ever want to go mechanized would be what we call a whirlybird, okay? And it's really not mechanized because people think that the hot air rising is what makes the whirlybird turn. It isn't. A whirlybird only needs a slight breeze of 2 miles an hour or more, and it starts spinning, and then it evacuates the hot air from the attic. So those are fine, but no power fans in the attic, no insulation over an R38, and no radiant barrier. That's how you're going to protect your investment at your home. That's how you're going to get the highest return on investment. We're going to take a short break, and when we get back, it's going to be Joe currently holding the floor in the Rosie on the House Jeopardy game, tied at 60 with Donna calling from Sedona. When we get back, it's back to Joe.